Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Sateria. How can I help you?
Yes, I'm curious. I have a bill, and it says shop value, and I'm not sure what you are or what I bought.
Can I get your zip code, please?
85622.
Can you verify your first and last name?
Ann Eggers.
Okay, what was the charge for, ma'am?
I have one charge for $574 on June 10th, and then I have another one for $6732 on June 14th.
Okay, can you spell your first name for me?
A-N-N.
I'm sorry, you said A-M-M or A-N?
No, A-N-N, Ann, like, Ann, it's a common name, A-N-N.
Nancy, N as in Nancy, correct?
Correct, A-N-N.
Mm-hmm. That's it, A-N-N?
That's my first name.
Okay, your last name, please?
Eggers, like ham and eggs, E-G-G-E-R-S.
Okay, so I can't pull your name up with that. Do you have the first six digits of the card number we're billing you with?
Why can't I give you the last?
I need that as well, but I need the first six.
I'm afraid to give all this over the phone because, and I'm not faulting you.
In order for me to be able to pull your account up, I will need that information.
What company am I talking to? Can you tell me what company?
Card Center. What's this, over 100 different companies online?
Can I give you the reference number?
I will need the first six digits of the card number and the last four. Your name is not working and your zip code is not working on your phone.
Can I give you my address?
No, ma'am. Do you have your order ID number?
Well, I have a reference number. I don't know what it is because I don't know what I ordered. Oh, here it is. I get it. 855-457-3132.
That's your order number?
I think so, because it says shop value, and then that's what's afterwards.
So it's 855-457-3132?
Correct.
Okay, I'm still not getting anything.
No, that's the phone number. Sorry. That's also after that is the phone number.
Do you have the first six digits of the card number, the last four?
I'll give you the first four digits, 5140.
You said 5 what?
5140.
I still need the first six.
Or you better not be corrupt or I'm losing this card again. 5-9.
I need the first six, ma'am.
That's what I gave you, 514059. Those are the first six. I'm not going to give you anything more.
I'll be right with you.
Okay.
See if I can find you.
I mean, I don't know if it's a wig I bought that got delivered while I was gone, but it seems odd that I bought something on 6/10 and I bought something on 6/14 and it's out of Florida because I wasn't in Florida.
Are you familiar with the Rick Eggers?
With the what?
Rick Eggers.
No.
I'm still just trying to find your name. I can't.
I know. My husband questioned me, and I said, I'm not sure. And to be honest, sometimes I buy things, but I didn't, at a farmer's market, and they have a different name. I'll get sent to my email a receipt, and I said, it's not the name of the little shop that I bought it at, but it's what they go under.
Okay, I'll be right with you, ma'am.
Okay. You still there?
Yes, ma'am. So, ma'am, what product do you have?
I don't know. It just says shop value. I do have a reference number, but I don't know if that means anything. And I don't know if it's all I have is my MasterCard, you know, billing. And it says, you know, one was date done 6/10 and the other date is 6/14. They're both shop value. One amount is 574, one amount is 6732. It's this phone number and it has Florida after it. And I was in California, not to say, but that's, and I don't.
Is our phone number listed next to the charge?
Yes, yes, 855-457-3132 on both of them.
And what's the amount, ma'am?
One amount is $5.74, and that was on the June 10th. And the other one was on June 14th, and it's $67.32. Like I said, you know, I just don't know what it was for. And we've had many a credit card compromised. We're not stupid, but boy, you know.
And you sure that this is not a joint account or someone
else's name?
Yeah,
it is a joint. It's my husband's name and my name. Yes, it's a joint account.
Okay, what is your husband's name?
Bill. Mary, I'm on the phone. Bill T. B-I-L-L, like dollar bill, then the letter T.
Well, what do you
trying to see if I might have something that I saved, but
okay, so ma'am, by me not pulling up anything with the card number, because we usually can get things with the card number, you should call your credit card company or your bank, and they'll provide you with a different number.
Okay, I think that was what I'll do. My husband gets very upset over these things. But, but what's odd is, and that's what he said to me, it's to this Shop Value, and I don't know what it is, and it's two different amounts. And
it just seems a little strange. Yeah, just try contacting your bank, and they'll provide you with a different customer.
Okay, and thank you. And you've been very nice, but you have to understand, and I'm 72, and we seniors are now getting very taken advantage of, and I'm a pretty sharp senior, but,
yes, ma'am.
You know, you never know.
You're right about that.
And all I say is, and I think it's a joke, you hand your credit card to anybody at a restaurant or anything, they can take a picture of it, and they can get the stupid three numbers on the back. That means nothing.
Right.
And I know they don't look at our signatures, and you can even put an X. And I don't sign the back of my cards because I don't want anyone to have my for real signature, but even that's a joke.
Right.
Anyway, thank you so much, and good luck to you. You've been very thoughtful, and you're very calm on the phone, and I appreciate that.
Yes, ma'am. I thank you for calling customer support. I hope you get it solved.
Okay.
Thank you.
I do too. Okay. Bye.